Political leaders and celebrities gathered in the midst of a downpour today for the dedication of Bill Clinton's presidential library. The $165 million glass and steel structure in Little Rock juts out over the Arkansas River, an attempt to represent Mr. Clinton's promise of a bridge to the 21st century. The library will house the former president's papers. It includes an exhibit on the events that led to Clinton's impeachment, titled The Politics of Persecution, and there are replicas of the Oval Office and the president's armored Cadillac. But today's events were outside, full of praise for the 42nd president of the United States. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports from Little Rock.
Despite a drenching rain, the opening dedication of the Clinton Presidential Library had all the trademark stagecraft and excess of Bill Clinton. More than a dozen musical acts, scores of visiting foreign dignitaries, four presidents, and tens of thousands of invited guests. Coming just 2 weeks after a divisive presidential election, a very different tone was set by the first speaker, Jimmy Carter.
It is valuable for the world to see two Democrats and two Republicans assembled together, all honoring the great nation that has permitted us to serve.
And George H.W. Bush, the man who Clinton defeated in 1992, praised him as one of the most gifted American political figures in modern times.
And seeing him out on the campaign trail, it was plain to see how he fed off the energy and the hopes and the aspirations of the American people. Simply put, he was a natural, and he made it look too easy. And oh, how I hated him for that.
And the current President Bush praised Clinton as an innovator and a man of great compassion.
Shortly before leaving office, President Clinton said, "Christ admonished us that our lives will be judged by how we do unto the least of our neighbors." Throughout his career, Bill Clinton has done his best to live up to that standard, and Americans respect him for it.
After the devastating election results, Democrats are longing for someone who can replicate Bill Clinton's successes. But the politician who has the most personal claim on Clinton's legacy, Hillary Clinton, cut her remarks short and made no hints about her own plans. Instead, she spoke as a former First Lady, inviting people to come see the library and museum.
The building is like my husband. It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with light. And the exhibits tell a story of someone who loves his fellow man, who cares deeply about the future of all of our children.
Bill Clinton himself talked about the two great strands of American political thought: conservatism, which at its best draws lines not to be crossed, and progressivism, which breaks down barriers which are no longer needed or should never have been erected in the first place.
In 1992, we needed to do both to prepare America for the 21st century. To be more conservative than things like erasing the deficit and paying down the debt and preventing crime and punishing criminals and protecting and supporting families and enforcing things like child support laws and reforming the military to meet the new challenges of the 21st century. And we needed to be more progressive in creating good jobs, reducing poverty, increasing the quality of public education, and working for peace across the world and peace in America across all the lines that divide us.
And as the steady downpour continued in Little Rock, fans and supporters of the 42nd president could contemplate how Clinton's brand of centrism did manage to bridge the divides in American political life long enough to win two terms in the White House.
When the rain comes, when the rain comes.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Little Rock.